Ladies and gentlemen, I now have the pleasure of introducing the president of the Council of Young Israel Rabbis, the rabbi of the Young Israel of Mashalu Parkway, for greetings on behalf of the National Council of Young Israel, the celebrated and distinguished Rabbi Zebulun Chalap.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Distinguished Gaone Ugdolei Hadar, and of course the Chassan HaYovel himself. I come here formally as the president of the Council of Young Israel Rabbis. But I must tell you, it was an altogether fortunate circumstance that I happened to be a rabbi of the Young Israel and president of this council at the very time that you were fortunate enough to choose Rav Shalom Rifkin as your rabbi, because our bonds are much closer than merely colleagues. We happen to take out of the same city the best thing that city had to offer. There's a small upstate city called Buffalo. I want you to know about Buffalo. Two presidents of the United States came out of Buffalo. One was celebrated, Grover Cleveland, and one whose birthday was celebrated this week, Millard Fillmore. But we took out the two best things of Buffalo. I found my wife in Buffalo. And he found his wife in Buffalo. I must tell you something more. It has been my great zchus and zechiyah. Whenever I came to Buffalo to visit with my in-laws, to be within the aura of the most distinguished father-in-law of Rav Rifkin, Rabbi Dov Beresh Tukerman, who is recognized throughout the Torah world, and that's the only world that really counts in the end, as one of the uniquely and singular Gaone Hadar. And I know that you all know who Rabbi Rifkin's father is, the great Rosh Yeshiva and Masmir of Yeshiva's Torah V'Das. Your chairman came to me and asked me to be compassionate. He said, Rabbi, limit your remarks. And I am going to limit my remarks, but I want him to realize that I represent, B'li Ayin Hara, about 100 rabbis, all distinguished and estimable gentlemen, great Talmidei Chachamim and Yirei Shamayim, and certainly each one of them deserves at least a minute or a half a minute. I maybe have gone beyond my time. Whatever you hear from here on in is their time. I hope you'll be able to keep the smile after the 100 minutes. I thought by the time I would be asked to speak today that what I wanted to say would have already been said, and much of what I said certainly was said by the most esteemed and distinguished speakers before me. Your rabbi's name is Shalom, and there is a great deal that can be said about Shalom. I happen to turn to the Maral Prague. Prague is a city that is in the news today, unfortunately, very sorrowfully in the news, but it was near in Ein B'Yisrael, one of the great metropolises of the Jewish people. And the Maral Prague was its most renowned son. And he has a little sermon called Nitiv Shalom, The Path to Shalom. And he asks a very remarkable question. What is more important, Emmett or Schultz? Truth or peace? And with his wide erudition, this short sermon of his covers at least 50 pages. He shows in many ways, and I'm just going to cite one mimer, that Shalom is greater than Emmet. Omar Avam Nuna Mishmeirullah, Avam Nuna said in the name of Ullah, Asur la Adam Shiitain la Chavero Shalom, Beveit HaMerchot, Shenema Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. One is forbidden to extend the greeting of Shalom in a bathhouse, because the name Shalom is the name of God himself. And yet the din is that one can say the word emet in a Beis HaMerchot, and emet is chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the seal, the signature of God. And the question that is asked by the Maral Neprag, if it is chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it less than Shalom? And indeed, and I'm going to read it very quickly, many of you are familiar with the Maimer in the Medrash Rabbah, which is said in the name of Levi, Godol HaShalom Shekol HaBrochos VaHatovos UNochomos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi'en Al Yisrael Chosmim B'Shalom. All the blessings, all the good tidings, all the good things, and all the consolation are sealed with the word Shalom. So Shalom is also a chsimah. And emes is a chsimah. And yet we see that Shalom is greater than emes. Greater than emes. It is not that we are denigrating emes, but we are pointing to the highest form of emes, which is Shalom. Rav Kook, Zocheinu Tzadik Levracha, said that Shalom, and I am paraphrasing him a little bit and perhaps straining it in order to bring it into this theme, that we say that Shalom is a Chosem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Emes is a Chosem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom is the seal of God and Emes, and yet one is higher than the other. He said there are two kinds of signatures. There's a signature that you write, each letter. I write my name out, and there is also a Chosem that is a seal that is impressed all at once. Emes, as we see it, partially, maybe distorted. That is Chosomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. But it is the signature, every letter written individually. The real truth, Shalom, is the Chosmo, is the seal, when it is all encompassed in one. You have the most remarkable rabbi, I want you to know. Rabbi Rifkin, I'm sure that his modesty never allowed you to tell his congregation or anyone else. And I think I elicited only in the confidences and the intimacies of two friends. You had a rabbi who would rise in the morning, 4 or 4:30 every morning, and held a shiur with a Gadol B'Yisrael out in Seattle every morning at 5 o'clock. Because he knew during the day he was completely preoccupied and busy with the many, many things that take a rabbi's attention. This is your rabbi. The same time, he is an administrator par excellence. He is able to convey the message as well as anybody else. He holds within him and certainly when we give this appellation to a young rabbi, but I have no qualms about using it in the case of your rabbi, a Rav HaGoan HaGadol, Reb Shalom Rifkin. Shalom he encompasses in his own being, in his own personality, everything that a rabbi ought to be. And he has those qualities that will be able to unite all of you into one shlemus, into one great truth. Thank you very much.